USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved sending additional military forces to Kabul to help safely remove U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the president announced he was sending an additional 1,000 troops to the area, joining the 4,000 already announced. Biden also defended his decision to pull all troops out of the country, saying that the Afghan forces had to fight against a wave of Taliban fighters currently sweeping through the country. And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say that at least 227 people have died, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Centers for Disease Control have approved a third dose of COVID vaccine for immunocompromised Americans. The decision Friday coming a day after the FDA approved the booster shots of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying in a statement that a third dose could help some people with weakened immune systems prevent serious and possibly life-threatening COVID-19 cases. Dr. Frieda Fischer says that a booster shot is likely an inevitability for everyone. A nephrologist and pediatric specialist tells Fox News that new data shows that the effectiveness of the shots may decline over time.
Getting a third shot, I do believe, ultimately will be inevitable. Even in healthy people, we believe that eventually, the immune system response to the initial vaccination doses will wane. We do have some studies, some Israeli data, also some Mayo Clinic data, which shows us that with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations, over time, the effectiveness as far as preventing you from testing positive for COVID-19 is decreasing, and it's decreasing in the Pfizer more so than Moderna.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The grandson of the greatest boxer to ever step into the ring is making his first foray into the family business. Mike Fortier explains.
Nico Ali Walsh, the grandson of Muhammad Ali, fighting tonight for the first time as a pro. The 21-year-old tells TMZ how his late grandfather influenced him.
I would definitely not be boxing if I didn't get his blessing, so to speak. I asked him if I should be boxing, and you know, because at the time I wanted to quit boxing, but he didn't let me quit. He kept pushing me to continue.
Being Muhammad Ali's grandson means living up to a legacy.
It means standing for something, and of course winning fights, because boxing is important to me, but mostly standing for something.
Walsh says no one can fight like his grandfather, even him, and he'll be showing off his own style in the ring tonight. The 162-pounder fighting on the undercard of the Joshua Franco-Andrew Maloney WBA Super Flyweight World Title fight in Tulsa. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And as the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Fred move into the Gulf of Mexico, another tropical storm is formed in the eastern Caribbean Sea. Grace is expected to bring heavy rainfall to the greater and lesser Antilles, with tropical storm warnings in effect for areas like Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. The storm is expected to move towards Puerto Rico on Sunday and approach the Dominican Republic by Monday. Fred, meanwhile, is forecast to redevelop on Sunday and move inland along the northern Gulf Coast Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.